sketchy in your linen shirt. You look like George Clooney.
Oh, thanks. Or Roger Federer?
Yeah, or Roger Federer. Maybe more Roger Federer, come to think of it.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Hello, Roger.
Roger that.
Oh, shit. The battery is looking dire.
I plugged it in.
Yeah, it's plugged in. It's plugged in. I guess it'll just be fine.
How are you?
All right. I've got bad cramps this afternoon. So that's a bit of a downer. Bit of a Debbie Downer.
Poo cramps or period cramps?
No, period cramps. For once, not poo cramps.
Yeah.
How about you? How are you?
I'm good. I haven't got period cramps.
That's good. Lucky you.
I know.
Lisa was just explaining that she's very tired after Liv's wedding on the weekend.
Very tired.
I tell you what, just to interrupt you, I come away, and I hope any of the Mecca girls are listening to this, but if you're not, that's fine. I come away from every weekend and time that I spend with you guys being like, I'm so happy.
Yes.
Like, I just love spending time. It felt like a good old girls' weekend away. There were no boys allowed except Brenton because we needed him, and it was just beautiful.
Yeah. I know. Such a good literally time. Every time. That is always the way.
So wholesome.
Yeah, we'll be doing it when we're like 60 and we see each other once a year before Christmas.
Yeah, it's but like, hopefully we do it and we go to like Italy together or something.
Oh, yeah. I don't see it in my future, but we can hope.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. It was so fun and we had planned on having an adequate car to get us there. But at the last minute, Brenton's dad needed his 7-seater, so... it was five girls, one Corolla situation.
I forgot about the tiny car we took there. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
The way home was good, but I can't believe I had a side plank for 19 minutes.
Your thighs were so rock hard the whole time. I was truly so impressed.
I've been doing KX40 and it really prepared me for my ride home on the glove box.
Let's be honest here. You chose to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do think there was room for more people.
They're 100%. Between Beck and I and between me and the window, there was a whole nother person.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Well, on the way there, Alex, it was like a 27-day on the way to the wedding. And Alex is like, no, I think cramming four girls in the back is way too much. I'm going to get in the boot.
I stand by that being a good idea.
No, you would have died. It was so hot.
We were going to pop the boot cover off so that I would have been a part of the car, but just in the boot. Nothing says... midlife crisis, quite like being almost 30 and choosing to go in the boot.
In the boot.
Yeah, sounds like good fun.
Also this week I had a work dinner and a girl told me that her grandma has an illegal non-homogenized milk hookup.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that she makes her like mozzarella and labneh out of. And I was like, oh my God, like in Schitt's Creek. And she just laughed and she was like, exactly like in Schitt's Creek. You know, when they go...
Where does one find this kind of milk hookup? Like, she knows a dairy farmer, essentially, is what she's saying,
right?
Yeah,
it was either Greenvale or Gardenvale.
Oh, okay, wow.
Anyway, hilarious that there is, like on Schitt's Creek, the non-homogenized secret milk trade. It's real. So
I'm
that
sure
must have been
is.
A storyline actually stemming from something.
Yeah, I'm sure it would have been, yeah.
And now I want some of that labneh.
How does one homogenize milk? Do you know? I'm sure you do.
No, I actually don't. I should ask my dad. But also, I'm commonly confused between homogenized and... Oh, wait.
Pasteurized.
So pasteurized, maybe it's the non... Well, I don't know. So homogenized, I'm pretty sure, is genuinely like the cream on the top. Like homogenizing is making it as one, like homogenous, you know, Latin, right? And then pasteurized, I'm pretty sure that's where you're like... almost, I think, like cooking it or treating it to some degree to like kill off something. So the homogenous is like the texture. The pasteurized, I think, is like the food safety treating.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I might have made that up. We're not here for facts, are we, anyone?
No, anyway. I think that sounds highly believable and we shall move right on.
Thank you.
This week's episode are talking about Christmas, but we're talking about Christmas releases.
Yeah.
Not Christmas gifts yet, but that's coming as of next week. So if you have Christmas gift guide suggestions, if you're new here, welcome. This is All Bases Covered. We talk about Christmas things every year and it's our Christmas gifting spectacular. Lisa and I are Christmas elves and Lisa in particular is particularly great at selecting gifts for people based on detailed descriptions of that person. We've had a very highly successful track rate.
Mm.
Not to pat ourselves on the back of gifts that have been purchased upon our recommendations for the past few years. So if you have a person that you are struggling to think of a gift for, please DM us on Instagram at allbasescovered.pod. That person's name, age, their
job, interests.
Yep, thank you.
Personality traits.
Brands they like and don't like.
Yeah, things that have been good gifts in the past. Mm-hmm. Things, yep.
Oh, and a budget. Most importantly,
of
a budget.
Of course, a budget.
Yeah.
A budget.
Yeah. And then we'll also do a breakdown of, we usually do KK gifts or gifts by price that are just things that we like.
Yep.
That we think you should also add to your Christmas gifting lists.
Yeah. But if you're one of those people that likes to get in early, and also with launches, sometimes you have to, today's episode will be good for you to listen and pay
yes.
attention to the price.
Absolutely. So, before we get into that, I have a couple of items of beauty news that I would like to cover off.
Mm.
First of all, Chloe Morello had her baby.
She all but live streamed it, essentially.
It was...
Love her work.
Great.
She was a real...
She made me feel great about birth because I was like, oh, she's on Instagram looking this great, but minutes after she gave birth.
She was a real selling point to the old epidural, I'll tell you that much.
100%.
But I don't get how... I mean, she was going in for induction and then she got the epidural, rightly so. Inductions seem fucked, but like...
Yes.
In my head, if you go in for an induction and then you get an epidural, you end up with a cesarean. So she really like broke the cascade of intervention
job.
There, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Good on her.
Yeah. Maybe it's because she's had one before, you know, and her body...
Yeah, it's more ready.
But also, she's in America, so I'm sure they'd be like, oh no, the baby looks big. Better cut him open. But I think that might even be more of an Australian thing.
I think we have one of the highest intervention rates. Don't quote me on it, yeah, but no, I feel like I've heard that.
We do. I think, and it's like 33% or more of births end in cesarean. Also, random side note, but ABC is doing...
As in the ABC, not the, as in our podcast.
The ABC is doing like an investigation into like birth and the birthing system in Australia, similar to like the Birth Time documentary, but like ABC-ified.
Yeah, great.
And I got a message about it from, it was like, you've watched Birth Time and then like pass on your information to ABC or whatever. And I was like, oh no, I just weirdly watched that. I haven't had any kids, nor do I want any kids or anything. I just watched it. So
yeah, calm down.
Not your relevant sample. Sorry. That will be a really interesting documentary or whatever it is when it comes out.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
And speaking of births and things, Jamie Genevieve also announced her pregnancy. Why are you making that face and noise?
I'm not happy for it.
Why?
I just feel like every single...
We are at that age, you know.
Yeah, I know, but like, I'm bored now. Like, I don't need another beauty-turned-mummy blogger.
Yeah, I think that we're just genuinely at that age, though, and that's
I'm
going
to feel this
happen.
When my friends start telling me they're pregnant, too. Like, the one, you know, when you're like... You've got kind of 50-50, like, mum friends and non-mum friends. And I think, like, the one that takes it to, like, 55%, I'm going to be like, sorry, I'm not happy for you. This
yeah,
is too many.
I'm bored of it.
Yeah.
Sorry to that person when that happens. You've had prior warning.
Yeah.
Also in beauty news, which is less baby-related, somewhat baby-related, Nymia, which is Niki Tutorial's brand, finally launched an eyeshadow palette. Which I found to be 5 years too late.
Yeah.
Why did she bring out skincare first and then an eyeshadow palette second? Anyway, she's being absolutely slammed online for it.
Whoa.
Everyone's like, this is really 2016. The color story
she's
is 2016.
So 2000 and
late. The packaging is so 2016. The names of the shadows are so 2016.
Oh.
And it's just like very uncomfortable to her because she's definitely
very
2016. Daggy now. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Gen Z's of the world are taking over and they are taking down anyone daggy with them. And I'm starting to feel scared.
Yeah.
I'm irrelevant. This podcast needs to end because
we're irrelevant.
It's really awkward.
It is. So daggy.
Also in beauty news, Zoe Foster Blake's home. We haven't talked about it on the podcast and we need to.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you have to say? I'm sure there's plenty.
She did a lot of, don't get me wrong, love it. Wouldn't live there, but love it. And could live there. She kept saying, like, excuse the testy pop. like, oh, and it doesn't go together. No, but it just, and you wouldn't think it would work together, but it just does. And I question that because I think it doesn't go together. And that's fine.
Yes.
I think the aesthetic of it is kind of like chaotic mismatch, and that's fine. But it's not chaotic mismatch so much that it does match. No. It's not so clashy that it works. No. It is clashy.
Yes.
And that's the style.
Yes. Yes.
My favorite thing probably of the whole house is the rounded edge kitchen bench that is striped.
Oh, how nice.
I mean,
was
I love
that?
Kitchens. It was I my love favorite stripes. Part too. And it was like brown and white. Like it was.
Yeah. Her office was also gorgeous.
Yeah.
I liked that, but it's boring. It's an office.
Yeah. I also liked like the pool area.
Yes. It was a bit. I kind of found it a bit bland, to be honest.
Yeah, compared to the rest of the house.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I also liked the little clay, like, family portrait that was on the wall.
That
was
really
cute. I
loved that.
Yeah.
Yes, same. And I know a lot of people found it creepy and hated it, but I loved the rattan, like, chair with the arms.
Yeah, that was fun.
I love anything that has, like, face or arms or whatever.
It just felt like a weird choice for a living room. Like, I can see it in any other room of a house making more sense. Like, maybe a...
like a sunroom or something.
Yes. Yeah. It just didn't feel right in like the everyday family room area, but I guess maybe that was her whole house. Like that giant expensive gold palm leaf light that hung from the corner, which was, I'm like, that's so decorative. So why stick it in a corner? Like why wasn't it over your dining table or something like that?
Maybe that's too
much, too expected.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. I think so.
I also like the banquette seating because I'm now obsessed. Every house we look at, I find a place. Otherwise it gets blacklisted essentially of, except for the two houses I'm looking at the moment that don't have a space of where we could put a little bench seat right by the kitchen so that as I'm cooking, Brenton can sit and like lie down there. And I also don't
like
mind
what
it
Sarah's
if it was
Day's house has.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Lucy Williams' home has it as well. I just think it's like really practical because in a, particularly in a house where you might not have the living and dining that open plan or accessible to that. And then sometimes, I mean, it works if you have a little bench and it's like a banquette seating and you have a small dining table there too. Yeah. But in Lucy Williams' house, it's just like a tiny little bench seat. And I think she's got like a tiny little TV there. So she can like sit and watch the telly, but like keep her eye on the soup. And I just
love
that.
It's perfect. I wanted to do that in our, well, I still do want to do that in our dining area to have like a bench seat that runs the whole wall. Like, and I'd like it to be comfortable and padded for that exact purpose.
Yes. So you can lie down there, but then you can also sit upright and eat and cram more people around the table when you want to entertain.
Yeah.
Perfect. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, should we start talking about Christmas gift sets?
Yes.
Christmas gifting things.
The biggest trend I've noticed this year versus other years, the Diptyque advent calendar is still in stock.
Wow.
Every other year, the Diptyque advent calendar has sold out within minutes / hours of launching. It launched,
that's huge,
I think, more than a week ago, and it is still available. So they must have done the most enormous uplift.
Or people don't have disposable incomes available to spend on those kinds of things. Which, I mean, the rich don't get poorer, but maybe.
I reckon, well, I've seen lots of people buying them. So I reckon it's that.
Interestingly, also the Cult Beauty one is still in stock as well.
Okay.
So maybe advent calendars have had their time.
It might be like both, like what both of us are saying. Mm. People are buying less of those things now. And then they're also producing more because they've performed so well in previous years, but now it's starting to decline and the stock's going up.
Yeah, it could well be. I've also noticed lots of 12 days of Christmas calendars that have come out, which is great and less wasteful and makes more sense because people can order them deeper into December.
Yeah.
So I like understand from that perspective why they do it. And also it's a cheaper price point, which is great.
Yeah.
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 I wanted to ask whether you saw the Lisa Eldridge eyeshadow palette launches for holiday.
No, I didn't.
They are incredible.
Not really.
Move over Victoria Beckham eyeshadows. You know how excited we were about those palettes when they launched?
Wait till you see. Oh my God, I'm really excited. Okay. I mean, Lisa Eldridge can do very few things wrong as it is, but we haven't bought anything of her range so far.
No. She did a 44-minute like video.
Oh. Okay. I'm so excited. Okay. Oh, wow. Wow, that packaging is divine.
So all of them have the eyeshadows are like pop outable. So if you bought a single from the rest of her collection, you could pop them into the palette to like make your own color story. They're also completely refillable. They're £49, which makes them what, like $100. They're not cheap, but they are stunning. And like watching her swatch the pigments, they look beautiful.
Divine.
Yeah. The
packaging is so beautiful. It's like a brushed matte gold. And it's textured. It's kind of giving hourglass. Pearl. Yeah. The pans and stuff look like the hourglass palette, the customized one.
She speaks to how thin they are in the video, like just how compact they are. And also, oh, there was something else. Oh, all of the palettes look like they're all shimmers, but it's just the reflect that's in the mattes to make them a more like
blendable.
Texture. Yeah, exactly. Matte, but yeah, they look incredible. I really want to get my hands on them.
So yeah, they're called the mattes of velvet. So there's luster, velvet, luminous, and metallic textures. Wow, stunning. The purple one's nice.
Yeah, and then she's also brought out, I think, two additional lipstick shades to like match this collection for Christmas as well.
Nice,
stunning. While we're talking about like non-mecha related items, the Auric lip holiday sets. Did you see them?
I went to watch the video, and then just a quick aside, my YouTube feed is full of shorts. I can't find videos anymore. It's so full of shorts. I wish that there was an option to filter shorts out of your feed.
Do you have subscriptions to like, you're subscribed to people, yeah, right?
That are posting shorts.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's annoying. Yeah, there should be a filtering option, shouldn't there?
Just to show long-form videos.
Yeah.
Because, like, particularly, I'm watching on my TV. I don't want to watch a 13-second video. No one wants to watch a short on their TV. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Like, they should almost make the app smart enough that it knows when it's on a TV that it shouldn't show the shorts, at the very least.
You should write to YouTube about that.
Because I can't. It's, like, on the YouTube TV app, it doesn't, like, show you the reviews at the comments at the bottom of a video.
It's dumb.
Because you wouldn't on a TV, so don't put shorts on.
Yeah.
Anyway, they... What was posted on YouTube?
Auric lip sets. The holiday things. The video from Samantha. I'm not interested in Auric lip products.
Me either.
I want to be, but I'm not. And then I read that... So she bought out the current lip... Ceramide lip mask or whatever it is in two new shades for holiday. One is like a deep... ready plum color, and the other is like a nude. And she said she always wanted to do tinted ones, and it made sense to do them for holiday, and she's packaged them both together so you can buy both as a set.
And you can't buy them individually?
I don't think you can.
Annoying, because I mean,
maybe you can,
unless you're of a deeper skin tone. I'm never wanting a sheer deep red.
Never.
Weird.
Never. So a few people pointed out and did the math that these lip balms are 3 grams worth of lip balm. To put that in perspective, a Laneige sleeping lip mask is 20 grams. You know the little holiday sample one that came in the little gift set, the travel gift set that we got from Laneige? That is 3 grams. That is the size of the Auric lip products. Like, how much is in there? Someone worked out that it's cheaper to purchase a La Mer lip balm, price per quantity, than it is to buy Auric.
That's fascinating.
And also a little bit fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure the ingredients are nicer and maybe there's a little bit...
La Mer?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I will give it that the Laneige lip sleeping masks are so big that I've never actually finished one. I just move on to a new flavor because I get bored. So, like, I'll give it that. So maybe somewhere in the middle, you know, is appropriate.
Somewhere in the middle
would be great.
I actually
love the mini that we have from Laneige. Like, that is so perfect.
Same, but no one wants as much packaging as comes with the Auric, which is essentially probably similar to the same size as the Laneige when you have, like, the top with the fucking little jade spatula in it and all that sort of stuff.
Well, yeah, you're paying for the spatula there, aren't you?
And the mirror and the, like, lid component. Yes, that's what you're paying for.
Why do you need a mirror for a sheer lip balm? Anyway, we've hated on this before. I don't need to redo it. But, yeah, that's very interesting. Considering the rest of her range is so, reasonably kind of mid-range price, it's very interesting.
Yes. Next up, Glossier Holiday.
Oh, my God, I haven't seen it.
It's a big yawn. Don't get too excited. Okay. the only thing worth mentioning, because the whole Glossier holiday range, in my opinion, just looks like old school, the Body Shop Christmas gift sets that just like,
for the love of God,
come in like kitsch tins.
Oh,
the only thing worth mentioning is that there is a Glossier U rollerball that comes in the touch-up kit, and you can only buy it in the touch-up kit, which comes with a lipstick and a like weird little snowflakey looking tin.
I would have to literally buy it and then put the lipstick in the bin.
Yeah, I know, because it's coral, or sorry, it's called cordial, which is even worse than coral as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
And what have they done? Like a mint, yeah, a minty lip balm.
Yeah, it's just, yawn, seen it before.
Yeah, 2000 and late.
And?
What's this episode going to be called, you might think?
2000 and late. Have you seen these?
Yeah, they did them last year.
Did they?
Yeah.
This, we're talking about Glasshouse Candles Carousel, which is a complete and utter ripoff of the Diptyque one.
Yeah. They're a really good price. Well, actually,
they're really good price.
That's just for the carousel, though, yeah? $30?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the carousels are only like $49 from Diptyque, aren't they? Or are they like $80?
I think they're like $80.
Oh, I thought it was like $80 when you buy them. Oh, I don't know. The thing I like with Diptyque is that they do the small carousel on the mini candles. I bloody love that.
That is cute.
Because they never burn a full-size sapin. I need to buy a sapin candle.
Yeah. Nice.
While we're talking of candles quickly.
Yes.
Dias and Durga, they've released the portable Christmas tree candle again. The packaging's cute. It's $98. But something about just the name, portable Christmas tree, doesn't it just make it so giftable? Because you can gift it to someone and be like, haha, it's a luxe Christmas candle. And it's just like, makes sense.
Whereas that is cute.
The Diptyque ones, it's like you gift it and if they don't know that it smells like pine, or they don't know that that's like the Christmas set, like they don't get it. Whereas the other one, it's like very clearly like, this is a festive gesture.
Yes. Yeah. Portable Christmas tree is interesting because aren't all Christmas trees portable when they're not like growing in the ground if they're a real one?
I mean, it's a lot easier to put a candle in your handbag.
Right.
Or move it around rooms.
Right. Yes. Okay. I understand. Yes. And you light it up Christmas tree.
I think the whole thing is maybe moving it around rooms, not like putting it in your handbag and taking it wherever you go. I think I missed the crux of the thing then. But yeah.
Cute. Okay. I get that. I think that was all that I wanted to... Oh, no, it's not. The other thing I wanted to talk about that's not Mecca.
Oh, my God, yes.
The very extravagant Liberty Bell Christmas gift sets, which are gorgeous. And, ooh, I'm pretty sure they're already launched, but they've got Black Friday promotions on at the moment, and it's 10% off site-wide, and then you also get a free I Do eye cream full-size when you spend over, I think, over $150, and then you get two free eye creams when you spend over $300.
So holy moly.
Start buying for everyone just Liberty Bell so you can get all the freebies.
Oh, and also we did the maths and the set.
This
Essentials Mini Starter set comes in one, a really good size bag. I travel exclusively with the other Liberty Bell set that we received, like the bag, because they make sure it's clear so you can see everything.
Yes.
But then they also kind of make them flat and with like a nice big zip. Like it's a perfect packing. Anyway, we did the maths. We think you could take it away for a full 4-week holiday.
Easily.
Because they're all kind of like half sizes. The samples are
15 mil for the serums, I think.
Yeah. Usually a half size.
Yeah. And then it was 5 mil for the eye cream. That's 30 mil of a face wash. And the superhero, which is the moisturizer, is 15 mil. So it's still plenty for a 4-week holiday.
Absolutely plenty.
Which is just the dream, because whenever you get a set of minis, they always feel so small that they're impractical, because you have to take away a random sample sachet plus your normal skincare item. And it's like, well, what's the point with that?
Laneige do good sample sizes as well.
They do. We will say that.
Also, another thing that Liberty do well. Liberty do?
Liberty Bell.
Liberty do well? Fuck me. Liberty Bell do well. That's why I got confused. Is... You know when they do like a free something with purchase, they don't pick the product that no one wants.
Yes, they really pick
a product that suits most. So they normally do the hyaluronic or like the eye cream or a cleanser. Like they're not picking a really random treatment product that you're going to get and then not use, which is wasteful and stupid. They pick something like the I Do is their best rated, very popular product. So they're actually... Like, I feel like other brands, they wouldn't put that. Avon wouldn't give out their balm cleanser. They'd give out a fucking weird shit.
Totally. They're always giving away the thing that is, universal. So, like, it's the hyaluronic or it's the eye cream and everyone can use it. Yes. And it's always full size.
Mm.
And it's always incredible. I love them.
I know.
I love them so much. Oh, which reminds me, Hyrens has launched retinol, her own brand of retinol, which is interesting. And that she's done a similar thing to Liberty Bell with the retinol, where there's the like junior strength and then there's the advanced strength.
Love that.
Yeah. So good.
From Liberty Bell, there's also bestsellers. Speaking of, I do in Glam Squad.
Yeah.
It is in the most beautiful, very sturdy bonbon.
This is not this a KK is... present.
Yes.
I mean, it is if you're like best friend ever. It's basically full price.
Yeah. It has a full size 15 mil I do and a full size 30 mil Glam Squad. So again, the two products that are good for everyone.
Yes.
Oh my God. If you had really bougie teachers.
Oh.
My sister used to teach Andrea Moss's kids.
If oh only my gosh, she had a she did now. Thing
back in the day. She can get...
that is insane.
She can get Liberty Bell at the Mother's Day stall, though.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I remember when Max came home.
Yeah, she was like, yes.
They also, while we're talking about Liberty Bell, they launched a hand cream this week.
Oh, my God, I haven't opened my box.
Do you want me to get it so you can use it right here, yeah? Right now?
Okay, thank you. Holy moly. Okay, interesting. We've finally reached Bell. Like, yes. We're talking Bell.
It's interesting that they've finally gone with Bell and that they trusted it with the hand cream, I thought.
Of all things. Okay, wow.
It's because Chris formulated it for Andrea, who had really bad eczema on her hands and it was getting made worse by hand sanitizers and that through COVID. And so he formulated this hand cream for her because he's a sweet angel and it's like the least that you could ask your scientist husband to do.
Yeah.
And it is a like... 100 ml hand cream, $88, uses skin identical ceramides and lipids and is safe for sensitive hands. And basically all the ingredients in here you could put on your face.
What is that smell? What does it smell like? Chocolate orange? Does it smell like a Terry's chocolate orange? That's Christmassy.
It does a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a slight orange note.
It says it's fragrance free, so I guess it's just...
Oh my God. And... It almost has that thing where it almost is drying powdery matte on my hands. Like it's not, it's staying hydrating, but then my fingertips aren't greasy.
Yeah, it's non-greasy.
It's got a dry down.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I know. It's the bougiest hand cream anyone's ever had in your life. So if you've got a bougie.
So giftable.
Bougie mum, bougie grandma, yeah. bougie aunt, anyone. That is in your life that loves a fancy hand cream, this is it.
And we haven't mentioned the packaging, but it's the pump of it is like Fat Glow Facial.
Yes.
So it's in a big kind of wide cylinder with a big wide cylindrical pump. It's 100 mil. So it's this enormous,
it's big,
chunky hand cream, but it's not so big and heavy. You couldn't have it in a handbag.
Yeah,
but
no. Like,
we're talking a tote bag versus a little handbag.
It took me, I will say, about... I reckon pumps? 150 pumps to get it going. So but once it got going, boy, was she good. It's so nice. I'm like tempted to put it on every limb every night.
I know. Yeah, that is lovely.
Yeah.
I need to put that beside my bed because my cuticles, I was actually like gnawing at them in a car like they were a snack. Because I'm not even a nail biter, but I was like, there's so many.
And so long.
Fucked cuticles.
All right, should we get into some of the things that are available at Mecca?
Yes, so...
Or should we do go-to because it's like Mecca adjacent? Or if we already spoke... We did speak about go-to. The candle and the giant face hero extra, I think they call it.
Yeah.
Are both launched as of this week, I believe.
Yep. And they've got a 12 days of Christmas as well.
Yes.
I have my eyes on the Shantikai Cougar Lip Shake.
Why is it called Cougar? That's interesting. Has it got that animal on it? Oh my gosh, that colour looks beautiful.
I know. And peachy Yarrow, nude. Which is out of stock.
Yarrow.
It says it's Lip Chic, so I'm sure it's just the normal Lip Chic formula, but it looks like, you know how the limited edition lip... What is the one that I have? It's called, like, it has a very similar name to Lip Chic, but it's not Lip Chic.
Oh, you said it the other day.
Lip Sleek?
No. I wore that one of yours that's not the Lip Chic for the wedding.
And you were surprised by it, weren't you?
I was surprised by the texture of it. It's very gel-like, but it wore off very quickly because I'm a big lip smacker and it rubbed right in.
Yeah, well, don't be an animal. It's called the Lip Veil. It looks like the Lip
Veil.
That
doesn't sound anything like a Lip Chic or Sleek.
I know.
Lip veil.
Mm. It is anyway. But the packaging looks like it's a lip veil, but it says it's a lip sheet. Anyway, Yarrow looks like a stunning colour, but it is not a... I'm going to find in store.
To one Eastland moment, right now.
Yeah. So there's that. Yarrow. I want Yarrow. And then we've talked about portable Christmas tree. Oh my God. So Charlotte Tilbury has launched Pillow Talk Crystal Dimension Eyeliner. Ooh. It's like a dippy eyeliner.
What? Oh, like it's a pen dippy in a pen pot.
Yes, like a... I don't want to call it a pen because, like, the Stila ones are a pen. This one's like a brush pot.
Yep.
Type. And the packaging is like the Bobbi Brown liquid liners. You know, the one that we have where it's brown shimmer sparkle or whatever.
I don't know where mine if that went, and it's so sad.
You know, that's what Liv wore as her wing on her wedding day, and I had to hide it away so that it didn't
dry out
because it's discontinued.
Yeah. I don't know where mine is, and I'm truly disappointed.
That's the price I pay for her.
Yeah.
Anyway, they've only done it in one color, which is really annoying because I was like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to buy it in a brown. They haven't actually done it in a brown, but hopefully this is like the trial of it.
It's like a pinky.
Yeah. It's in like a pillow talk color. So it's kind of a weird color, but the packaging looks awesome and I'm very interested to try it actually.
Mm-hmm.
The Too Faced sets this. Yeah. Like I'm finally over them. You know, sometimes I can still get behind the gingerbread palette, but I'm really like, this is boring.
It's very 2016.
It's so 2000 and late.
So 2000 and late. Westman Atelier Tiny Brush Collection, $866. Feels like a bit of a waste of money to me.
I feel like Mecca has done what they often do with the Mecca Cosmetica packs, but they've done a couple in the Mecca Max packs and they've made them in the signature packaging, which we haven't spoken about the packaging. I know. That's my favorite thing. But look, they've got like the water cooler, the Cool It serum and the sunscreen, and they're just making like cheaper sets with the Mecca Max, which is so giftable. Like,
yes,
$26.
Good thinking.
Brow soap. Perfect. Like, it's got a brow brush, a setting spray, and the soap brows. Like,
yes,
what a great
smart
KK.
So smart. That's so giftable to every girlfriend in your life. Yeah. Ever. Mm, that's going on the KK list.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The Diptyque Foire de Bois taper candle. A.K.A. Foire de Bois.
I don't actually know because I always say Foire de Bois. So you can get it not in Foire de Bois as well. They've got different candles.
Stunning. It's like rippled.
Yeah, and then they've got then you have to buy the little candlestick holder.
Which is a bit annoying that that's separate because it's $70 for the candlestick holder and the candle itself is $46.
I mean, it's a bargain for me who buys like a $280 Loewe candle.
The table candles though, $46 seems entirely reasonable for Diptyque.
Yeah.
It's just that I don't want to pay for the candle holder.
I know. But then you could put pleb candles in it after.
Oh, they have a sap and room spray.
Now that's a portable Christmas tree, am I right?
Yes, you are right. You could spray it on yourself and be the portable Christmas tree.
I was going to say you could spray it on your fake tree, which I think is a really good flex.
Yeah. Yes, she's fake, but God, she smells real.
Yes.
The tiny Yves Lom cleansing ornament. $36 for a little balm cleanser and a muslin cloth.
I hate that.
I don't hate it. It's very cute. I'm here for cute things. That's the only thing that gets me through Christmas is tiny, mini, cute things.
Yeah. I will say I have this mini Emma Hardy cleansing balm that I travel with and is perfect. And
there you go.
I've actually refilled it. Like, I don't use that cleanser anymore, but... I'll have to buy a cleansing balm and just put it in that.
Decant it
into the mini. Yeah, because it's just
perfect.
It's like a lip balm size.
That's good thinking. The go-to advent calendar, in case you're wondering, is $150, still available at Mecca. The kit skincare sets are very cute as
well. Yeah, they are. Also, the Briogeo, they do like the honey bear mask.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't use a hair mask. I would literally never use it. But in that pretend honey bear packaging,
it's so nice.
I want to buy it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I remember there being rumors on YouTube that one was, like, superior. Like, once their limited edition one had run out, everyone was like, the other version's not as good.
Oh, really?
Like, it's just because it's not bear-shaped.
Yeah. What do you think of NARS Christmas this year? It's a bit boring.
I'm super underwhelmed by it. However, I saw Elizabeth Makeup Artist buy a set that had the Behave liquid blush in it. And you can't get that like anywhere else as part as not in the set.
Yeah.
And it was this beautiful, powdery, cool pink.
Oh.
And I think if you...
Yo.
If you've got a cool skin tone...
I can't even see that online. It is would it only beautiful. At the NARS boutique or something?
I don't know. I think she ordered it online.
Maybe it's out of stock. Probably is.
Anyway, if you've got a cool skin tone and you like a blue-based blush to perk up the skin, holy moly, buy that.
The Summer Fridays sets look nice on Cloud Nine set. Except I still feel traumatized by the...
Any of their sets?
The jet mask. What's it called? Jet lag facial mask.
Yeah.
That burnt my face off last year for Christmas, I think it was.
So we haven't...
Year before? What's the year before?
Yeah,
the
year before. Time flies. Mm. We haven't talked about the limited edition Hourglass palettes in full detail. My favorite packaging is the butterfly, but that's my least favorite set because it's all like extremely white. Like the shades are very white.
Yeah.
But I do like that they've kind of done light, medium, dark this year.
Finally.
The elephant is...
That would be my favorite.
And they've done a... So previous years, they've done like a 6 and a 4 and like the 4 would be solid colors and the 6 would be marbled or whatever.
Yes, yeah.
This year, it's random because the elephant one is the mid-tone one and all of those are solid, but then butterfly and tiger have both solid and marbled.
I think anyway, I get tiger.
I'm getting tiger. Really nice. I'm getting tiger if I can because that middle shade at the bottom is so nice and deep and orangey, but I just think that that's got better shades for like medium.
Also, how is that deep? The only one that's still in stock?
I know. Well, anyway, I think I want to buy that for my kit because it's got good shades for deeper skin tones. And God knows I don't need any more like light to medium skin tone stuff in my kit because I've got all those Hourglass palettes from previous seasons from when they forgot that people darker than white existed.
Yes.
So yeah, I think I'm going to buy Tiger. Also, and it's my least favorite packaging. The elephant's cool too, but it's not bad, but I just like the other two better.
I feel like it's cool in a...
It's in like cool in a Carole Baskin way.
I was going to say that, yeah. In Gilda a 2000 and late way.
Whack.
What is with Mecca? And like,
they not do just, that.
Not just Mecca, but I feel like beauty is a little bit
cringe.
Daggy this year. Oh.
Yeah, I think we're at a stage where we're trying to like cling on to the past because we haven't got what's new next, but we're aware that what's old is lame.
Yeah. Speaking of KK from before, the go-to set with the face mask and the lip balm, $26. Perfect. Lisa and I, every year, we're like, buy the set of the go-to face masks, split them up, buy something little, put them with something. This is perfect for that.
Yeah.
Also, so they've done it for you.
Also, the Mecca Max have launched their like contour blush and then their glowy stick in one as a $46 little set.
Turn around.
I'm scared.
They're walking to their house.
There's a window behind me and I got super scared that I'd look behind me and there'd be a man.
No, it's just the chickens.
I think that is a good set. I mean, we'll talk obviously specific gifting, but people froth those Mecca Max sticks, so I think that's a great idea to have them purchasable as one. Because I think people are probably buying more than one of those when they purchase them anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
My favourite thing of the whole Christmas launch. Charlotte Tilbury Airbrush Flawless Setting Spray Duo. I think they did this last year as well. It's just two smaller size setting sprays. I don't know who would want this other than makeup artists because why would you just want two small ones? I don't really know. Well, travel. But it's perfect for me.
Yeah. Nice. I don't think there's anything else at Mecca that really stands out to me. I'm not going to lie. Oh,
I really like the game-changing thing is, like, this year it's not like, oh, my God, I need a Diptyque carousel because Glasshouse cheapened it and now I feel like Diptyque knows it's been done.
Yeah.
So now they've done the candlesticks with the holders, which is very, like, lifestyle trend.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're taking that into, like, a beauty candle.
Yeah.
Because you often get a lot of candlesticks for decor reasons, but they don't like smell nice.
They don't
whereas
smell.
Now they're doing those.
Which is cool. Thoughtful. Good on them.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Alright, I'm willing to call it there. I feel like that was quite thorough.
Yeah, it was thorough.
The beauty world.
Alright. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, talk to you next week to start discussing even more Christmas things.
Bye.
Bye.